This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, the big news is that President Bush 41 is being laid to rest, not today, but the process has already started. He's been in the rotunda, being visited by so many people, a lot of speeches and so on going on, and they're going to continue this through Thursday. So anyway, that's just one story. The other story, of course, is what's going on in California. We're going to be talking about that in a second. The other story is what's been going on in France. The revolt, well, it's still kind of simmering, but it's Macron has decided to back off the taxes. Kind of interesting. It's all about sustainability. As we just heard in the second hour with Chris Street, it's all about sustainable California poverty is what it comes down to. Because we are suffering here in this state. We don't quite see it like they do in France right now because of our largesse. We're a very large state, but soon to get into a sort of a revolt mode, if you know what I mean. The big revolt that occurred on November 6th, though, didn't turn out to be quite so big as people thought, because why, it was tempered with a lot of improprieties in the voting system, which, but, oh, go figure. How many times have we heard this before? But with us right now is somebody who is actually working the polls, and it's Liz Ritchie, who's an assemblywoman from New California in Contra Costa County. And Liz, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about what you experienced. You were working on November 6th, the polls. And, of course, as you know now, anyway, Chris Steigerwalt from Fox News called the election early, said California was going to go for Newsom, plus the whole House of Representatives was tumbling into place. He called it 90 minutes early. And some people say that that, of course, is voter suppression. But what did you? What were you doing at the time of the election on November 6th?
Well, I was a poll worker. I was a clerk. I was. I had the letters. I think. Let me think what they were. They were G through O, were my letters, were people's names that came in to sign that they were coming in to vote. So I was at the front line. I was the first person that people greeted when they came in, showing me their IDs, which I had to tell them, we don't need your ID. We don't use them here in California. And so they were shocked. Many of them were shocked that they didn't have to verify who they were. But, yeah, they signed their names in, and then I sent them down to the next person, who was the person who handed out the ballots. And it became apparent to me that there was no way that you could trace a ballot back to the signature of the name that had just come in, and there was no way to verify whether or not that signature was that really that person. So that was my first. I was really wanting to kind of get a sense for just where are the areas where there's opportunity for voter fraud, because I'm aware from having worked with the Election Integrity Project that we have at least 11 counties in California that had more people registered to vote than eligible voters in their county. For instance, down in Los Angeles County, a huge county as far as the volume of people that live there, there's 146% of their eligible voters are registered. Well, you can't have more than 100%, so there's 50% more people than there are people eligible that somehow are registered to vote. And that's not just dead people. That cannot just be the 20,000 dead people. There's millions of voters represented in that 146%. Same thing in San Francisco. 123% of their eligible voters are registered. So that's a 23% increase. Then if everybody went out to vote, they would still have 23% more people voting or have the potential to vote. So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here in California. And I think we saw some indications of the problems when they started changing from red winners to blue winners.
Yeah.
I don't know if you... Right? We had winners on the election night that were red Republicans that suddenly, after all the votes, the provisional ballots and everything was counted, those people lost.
Right. Let me go back a little. Let me go back for a second here, and that's when you you gave a ballot to somebody, or you told somebody to go someplace with a ballot. That really is a break in the chain of custody, isn't it, of the ballot?
Well, I told people where to go and pick up their ballot, but what was fascinating to me was these couples that were coming in, husband and wife. They had voted at this particular precinct for 20 to 30 years, a lot of them, not just a few, a lot of them, where one of the partner was registered to vote at the precinct and the other was a provision would be voting as a mail-in ballot, but they never got the mail-in ballot. So those people were considered provisional ballots. So there was the opportunity to generate a lot more provisional ballots that way by changing their voter status from walking into the precinct to being a mail-in and never sending them the mail-in ballot and them not knowing that they had been changed.
So the initial breaking, of the chain of custody started right when they were supposed to get their ballots or to get, you know, to have a ballot on hand. It was never even presented to them, and so to not even have it presented is a break in the chain of custody. But also, when they got it presented, there was no follow up to prove that that voter was really the voter for that ballot, was there?
No. Once they take the ballot, we don't know who fills out that ballot. Really, there's no way for me to. There's so many people and the number of places where they have to go. You know, they get to pick up a ballot, go sit down, fill out their ballot, and then from filling out their ballot, they go up and scan it into a scanning machine to get their ballot selections counted. So there's four different stations, and nobody's monitoring one place to the next. But a person's allowed to fill out their ballot any way they want to. It's not something we need to monitor. But I couldn't tell you how many times somebody might have come in there. I don't know.
So
there's no way to track that.
When now, the next thing that comes up as an issue, actually we're going to come up to a break, and I want to get into this. After the person votes, where do they take that ballot? We're going to come up to a break and answer this on the other side. But where do they take that ballot after they voted? And then where does the ballot go after that? That's a big central question that we're trying to look into right now here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We have several articles up there about the election fraud in California because it is so vast. And something that has really caught the president's eye. I wonder why. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Liz Ritchie, Assemblywoman from Contra Costa County for New California. And she was working in a precinct in Contra Costa County. We're sort of getting some of the lay of the land for what she was experiencing the day of the election, which, of course, has now turned into a fiasco nationally. Everybody's wondering why. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, the Democrats win when we had Republicans winning. And, of course, provisional ballots and mix-ups with ballots and all that other good stuff. We're talking to Liz Ritchie. And, Liz, just before the break, we were talking about how the chain of custody and also what happens to these ballots. Somebody votes, and don't they all get collected and taken down to the county?
Well, what happens is, I mean, the biggest thing to me was the number of people that they had forced into filling out provisional ballots because they had not registered them. They had had a change of registration from in-precinct voting to a mail-in ballot, but never received a mail-in ballot. That's a big clue right there that they were forcing provisional ballots. Then the next thing, as far as the custody, after they finish filling out their selections on their ballot, which for us was a 6-page document, it went into a machine. It gets scanned and it goes into the belly of that machine. It has a memory card inside the device that captures all of that information. So each one of the ballots, as they get scanned in, are going onto a memory card, and they get trapped inside the machine. I never get to see them again until we take them out to count them at the end of the voting time frame. So about 8:01, I have an Apple Watch, and it gave me a little bouncing notification through Smart News that Gavin Newsom had already been called as the governor for California. And I found that fascinating, because we are one of 260-some-odd precincts here in Contra Costa, but just imagine how many precincts were statewide that had not submitted any of the voting that had gone on for the entire day. It's on the machine in a memory card. That memory card has to be read in at the elections office in order for those votes to be captured. So not only were the machine votes not captured, but also all of the ballots that have been dropped off as mail-in ballots, which were several hundred of those, and then provisional ballots, which were several hundred of those. I think we had like 500 votes that were provisional and mail-in ballots, because we counted all of those. And then we had all the ones that were on the memory card that we hadn't even started packing up. There was people still in the precinct voting when the election got called. It was amazing to me. I didn't realize they did that.
So, well, I'm sure that a lot of people didn't realize that they did that. So in terms of... go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the whole process of chain of custody, I thought I would go through that. From the time that we actually stop the voting process, because the ballots go from the person who hands them the ballot, they fill it out, and then it goes into the machine, it goes into the belly of the machine, and it gets counted onto a memory card. And once again, there's something called the blue bag. The blue bag is where we put all of the mail-in ballots, and the provisional ballots this year were put into larger, bright yellow, neon yellow envelopes instead of the, I think it used to be purple and pink, where the two different colors are blue and pink. So they changed the color so they were very, very obvious that they were provisional because of size and color. Then we go through and we count those. So there's two people who are counting up the provisionals, two people counting up the mail-in ballots, and then the machine, of course, has the count and the data recorded for each of the ballots that were processed through the machine. And then we actually physically counted those. So we counted them in groups of six so that we could come up with our own count. By the time we finished doing all of that, loaded them into the appropriate boxes that we were to deliver all of this information to the election office, it was 9:45 at night. An hour and 45 minutes later, they still hadn't been driven to the election office. And we left behind at the location. I asked, well, what about all those blank ballots that are sitting in boxes over there? What do we do with those? Oh, they'll come and pick them up. Don't worry about them. So
really?
We left all these blank ballots behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I would say in a business, if I were a business and this was how I'd organize things, I have opened myself up for complete corruption. Because there's no chain, real chain of command or real documentation of what's going on.
No chain of custody, in other words.
It looks like, right, well, it looks like it is. But in reality, there's so many areas where there could be fraud. Just the fact that somebody signs a name to a name, and I'm not checking that name against any signature, I'm not doing that. You can't track that signature to the ballot that went through the machine. So how do you know if you decide that ballot should be thrown out, how do you know which ballot it is? There's no way to trace that.
Well, but the other
there's no one-on-one relationship.
The bigger problem to me is that the you have these extra ballots hanging around. And, of course, what you saw in Orange County was that, you know, for, 16 days after the election, precincts or representative districts that were all red converted to blue. And, of course, that's a big problem. That and, again, what about those extra ballots that were left behind? Were they all taken up and were they utilized in voting for later on?
I have no idea what happened to them because we left them behind. I waved goodbye and got in my car and left. I have no idea what happened to those ballots. I didn't stay around to watch, but my point being here is we had a perfect example over in Florida at Broward County where they were coming up with 60,000 votes, and they all happened to be Democrat. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
There wasn't Republican and Democrat voting. It was 60,000 new votes for the opponent that was not winning. So the whole process, just looking at it, it just screams of opportunity for election fraud. But and they're forcing people to be mail-in ballot voters. They switch you on the computer. I had it happen to me personally. I never changed myself to a mail-in ballot. I finally called in because they did it to me two times. I always check a couple of weeks before an election to see that I'm still considered a precinct, you know, a walk-in, but they change you on the computer. So I call in and I complained. Nobody changed me from my end, so why is it getting changed? Who's changing it? I want to know who changed me. And there was no explanation. They couldn't explain that. And that happened to all of those people that were doing provisionals. So if they have a paper ballot with a mail-in or provisional instead of a precinct ballot, they can decide if the signature, right, they can match up the signature and throw your ballot out one-on-one. Whereas when you walk into a precinct, there's no way to track that signature
right
to the actual vote.
Yeah. Well, I just got a text from text from Dave Arnold. It said, I had a friend that received two mail-in ballots. I wonder how often that happened. Anyway, Liz, we're going to run for time, and I want to thank you very much for all that you're doing and really getting some information out there that people don't understand the particulars and how all that chain of custody and everything worked. And obviously, there's a lot of room for fraud. And listen, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. Okay, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Well, 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 I bet you didn't know all that stuff that goes on in elections. I'm sure you didn't. And now you do know what is going on there. Anyway, it just amazes me how much they think they can get away with. And again, what we have seen is a process where they've gotten away with it. And it's just typical. The more they get away with it, the more they feel more comfortable with it. And the more they feel more comfortable with it, shazam, guess what? They just continue to do it. That's just the way it happens to roll out there. But New California is going to solve all that. I mean, I'm serious. Because we're going to be taking, of course, the lead, the role, if you will, in all this stuff and how the whole thing will shape up. Anyway, California Republic. Chris Street's article, California Sustainable Poverty. You might want to read it. It's up on, of course, newcaliforniastate.com also, as well as other areas as to be considered for your perusal. Remember, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, on Sundays, just a little ditty, on Sundays at 1 o'clock, we do the Sunday slams, as we call them. So you can email me, you can talk to me, you can whatever you want to do. In terms of information coming your way, we can talk about. And just a little review that the podcast will, of course, be up. I think we're going to YouTube Chris's article, the article that he started off with, California Sustainability. Poverty is the name of the article, but I think we're going to YouTube it for the content. It was just really high content stuff, and I think it's really important that we, of course, have it out there. Another Redskins QB breaks his leg. That's two in a row. Man, what is it? The Joe Theismann thing, you know? Remember that? Breaking his leg? Man, was that a snapper. Really was. You ever broken a bone before? It's painful. It is absolute... aha! Here we go. Internet conspiracies link wildfires to takeover schemes. Golden State of Paranoia. The Mercury Times. Here we go. This is, I'm sure, listen, before I even get into this, this is, I think, some disinformation building, just my opinion. The Golden State of Paranoia. Internet conspiracies link wildfires to takeover schemes. Hidden powers behind these calculated strikes, they warn. Aha, here we go. Let's see here. It says Lisa Krieger published this. Is this the Mercury in? It must be the Mercury News. It must be in. This looks like San Jose Mercury News, I guess. It doesn't really say San Jose. It says here. Says as investigators conduct a painstaking probe in the cause of California's devastating wildfires, conspiracists have spawned their own theory. Ignition by a secret cabal of nefarious internationalists, including Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg's and Google's Sergey Brin, who seek to run the world. I haven't heard that one yet. I have not heard that one yet. There are hidden powers behind these calculated strikes in California, warns one YouTube video titled An Open Letter to the People of California. I haven't seen that one either. In Facebook forums, YouTube videos, and Reddit threads, amassing tens of thousands of viewers, believers swap manipulated images of light pillars from the sky. Proof, they say, that rural homes are targeted to burn, forcing residents into cities where they can more easily be controlled by shadowy forces scheming at oppression. That's kind of interesting they say that, because that actually is what Agenda 21's about. That's no conspiracy theory. That's conspiracy fact. I want to read that again so you get it. And those of you who don't get Agenda 21, you know, go read it, because this is what it is. It says, in Facebook forums, this is a reread now, YouTube videos and Reddit threads amassing tens of thousands of viewers, believers swap manipulated images of light pillars from the sky. Proof, they say, that rural homes were targeted to burn, forcing residents into cities where they can be more easily controlled by shadowy forces scheming at oppression. Okay, that is actually what Agenda 21 is about. Okay, so they're losing it here. People have long reached for far-flung theories to explain shocking calamities such as mysterious grassy knoll assassination of President John F. Kennedy and the U.S. government's complicity in 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center. Psychologists, oh, here we go. Everybody's going to pencil it out with psychologists. Psychologists have long reached for far-flung theories to explain shocking calamities. But the psychologists say theories gain traction during times of trauma because they ease uncertainty, provide a platform for personal grievances, and focus blame on an outside group, usually a network of, quote, elites. Suspicions are cradled by the internet, which allows people who share those thoughts to more easily connect. Whether it's wildfires, contamination of water supply, or some deep state takeover, all these beliefs satisfy the need to make sense of a threatening and anxious world, said psychologist Joseph Vitriol. I'm serious, Vitriol. The name is Vitriol.
Vitrioli? No, it can't be. There's no E.
A postdoctoral fellow at Harvard. There we go. So we want to go out and look at Harvard to explain California phenomena. There you go. There's a new high-tech twist to the perceived plots behind California's recent Paradise, Woolsey, and Wine Country fires, asserting that nature could never incite a fire so fast or hot. Some conspiracists say the light pillars reveal directed energy weaponry that emits highly focused heat. Others say fires were ignited by drones or satellite-based lasers. I hate to break it to the author, but these things are real. These things actually do exist. So I'm getting from the article that they don't want you to believe that these things do exist, but they do. All you have to do is just go to Raytheon lasers and see it. And see we didn't produce the Raytheon laser YouTubes of their weapons. We did not produce that. That's just there to see. And there's a whole host of other things that are there to see. While believers are split over the precise contours of the conspiracy, they agree that geoengineering, quote, is behind California's parched and flammable landscape. The state's weather is being deliberately altered, they allege. Then aircraft dump chemtrails of drying agents, which are easily ignited. Who's behind the complex scheme? Conspiracy websites such as InfoWars, run by the right-wing provocateur Alex Jones, claims it's a secret plot by the moneyed elite to make certain parts of the country off-limits to human use and control. Well, of course, they do have. I mean, come on. This is kind of funny because they do actually have rewilding programs. Now, I'm a little suspicious of this little article here because, I mean, they really do have rewilding programs, right? Widely shared maps titled Wildfires line up exactly the same path of California high-speed rail system, offer evidence that conspiracies claim that the fires are a plot to move people out of the construction of the transit system, key to eventual state takeover. The made-up fire maps geographically is off, showing that San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, and San Francisco, and Sacramento were consumed by flames. Nor does the map light up with the train's proposed route. Critics say social media companies have not stopped conspiracy theories from blossoming on their platforms. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get your tinfoil hats on. Be ready.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, I'm clearly perseverating now on this article from the Mercury News about conspiracy theories, and because, you know, it's interesting, the conspiracy theories that abound do match some of the things that are going on here. And obviously the writer of this article, who is this writer? The writer of this article, Lisa Krieger. Lisa Krieger is a science writer at the Mercury News, covering research, scientific policy, and environmental news from Stanford University, the University of California, NASA Ames, U.S. Geological Survey, and other Bay Area-based research facilities. Now, the usual suspects line up, of course. Lisa also contributes to the videography team. She graduated from Duke University with a degree in biology. Outside of work, she enjoys photography, vacuum, bird watching. She's into bird watching. Aha! Anyway, so the root of some of the evil here, apparently she's not understanding. She's not understanding some of the things that are actually fact-based to begin. She just doesn't get it. One of the points she makes here is that, say, images, pillars, directed lines, ignited by drones. Okay, first of all, she says in this article, there's a high-tech twist to the perceived plots behind California's recent Paradise Woolsey fires and Wine Country fires, asserting that nature could never incite a fire so fast or hot. Some conspiracists say images of the light pillars reveal directed energy weaponry that emit highly focused heat. Others say fires were ignited by drones or satellite-based lasers. Well, she doesn't quite understand that actually those satellite drones and or the satellites and drones do, they are capable of doing that. That she doesn't understand that. Okay, so I'm not too sure that conspiracy theory could be ruled out. says, while believers are split over the precise contours of the conspiracy, they agree that geoengineering is behind California's parched and flammable landscapes and that the state's weather is being deliberately altered, they allege. Then aircraft dump chemtrails on drying agents, which are easily ignited. And now that's a fact. That is a fact. Girlfriend, that is a fact. You can see this for yourself, and then you can see the desiccation of the plants that are dying. You can see that, and you're a biologist. This is a fact that does happen. And, of course, we're wanting to understand, and apparently she hasn't been to the site. I've been there 5 times now to see the devastation up there. And it's kind of interesting. It's pretty obvious to me there's a high heat that was going on there. There's no question about that. And certainly, and what was that? What's the explanation for that? But, of course, she doesn't want to look at what is the content of these chemtrails. And chemtrails are real. You know, we just had an experience here of 3 or 4 days without chemtrails in Northern California. Wow, what a difference it makes in the environment. When you're being chemtrailed, everything that it's a very hazy, silvery type of environment, atmosphere around you. Without the chemtrails, it's, you know, crystal clear Northern California. Beautiful. But, you know, she doesn't get that. So, just that on itself, but also you do an assay, a chemical assay of what's in the soil and everything, and you see it very readily, the composition, aluminum oxide and barium, cesium, and so on. That's all right there. Now, they have a picture here, one of 23 pictures on this. At Pulga, California, November 12th, fire burns around PG&E transmission lines. This was transmission lines, November 12th. That wasn't the day of the fire. So they're showing a picture. They say that Pulga was the place where this whole thing started, but this is a dated November 12th. The Pulga fire when did it start? The 8th? Is that when it started? I think they got the wrong date going on here. I think they do. I think they got it anyway. Maybe they don't have that right. They're supposed to have 23 pictures and they got none. Oh, here we go. Some more pictures. Anyway, so I'm sitting here wondering about all this stuff. I have never heard of this thing at all. She talks about here, and we deal in conspiracy theories. As investigators conduct a painstaking probe for the causes of California's devastating wildfires, conspiracists have spawned their own theory, ignition by a secret cabal of nefarious internationalists, including Facebook's Zuckerberg and Google's blah, blah, blah. That's not true. I've never heard that one. There are hidden powers behind these calculated strikes, warns one YouTube video, an open letter to the people of California. So, some of this stuff is actually true. Now, here's one where she really leaves me off the trail. And this one happens to deal with the whole thing about who's researching the causes of these fires. And I've never heard what, anyway, so I'm sort of discounting a lot of this story, but because it's not really well researched. It says, meanwhile, teams of highly skilled CAL FIRE investigators are scouring the rugged terrain of Butte and Los Angeles counties for scientific clues to the fires. Really? They haven't done too good of a job over the past several years in terms of what causes fires, because most of them are unknown source. Evidence that could someday aid in prevention, really. The truth is climate change and poor. Now it's climate change and poor forest management set the stage for these disasters, say scientists. Climate change? Really? I don't think so. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A grievance 46 to be read today. We'll be right back.
We're is sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
It's kind of interesting. Just as we're talking about chemtrails, one of my listeners in Orange County, California, texts me a whole bunch of chemtrails out in Orange County. So I'm sorry, Ms. Krieger. I don't think your little theory as a writer is holding a lot of weight with a lot of people who are, you know, in the mix of having these chemtrails settle down on them, especially up here in Northern California, as we've seen and been able to witness for ourselves. We're not stupid. And, I think it's healthy that a society speculate like this. And when we get writers from newspapers that really are ignorant about all the facts and they're professing and claiming that the real experts are Cal Fire? Really? What's their vested interest in Cal Fire? More fire so they can get paid more money? I mean, it's just, you know, one of those. But anyway, I think it's healthy. You guys go out and you speculate. You do whatever you want to do. Put that tinfoil hat on and go for it. That's why we support tinfoil hat wearing. We're going to be supporting yellow vests, actually. We're going to be yellow jackets from New California. The revolution is coming, guys. It's coming. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or take the shortcut, a21r.com, a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We have grievance number 46 already posted up there for you. You can see it. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.